Is the G-Spot Real? Depends on who you ask. By Jennifer Dembo, LMSW. Ask a woman about the existence of the G-Spot and you'll likely either receive a firm confirmation or a flat-out denial. Why is the G-Spot, after 68 years of its discovery by Ernst Grafenberg, still so controversial? This question speaks to how little we know about this area of the vagina that gives epic pleasure to some and, insert cricket sound effect here, a big fat nothing to others. We know that the G-spot refers to an area inside the vagina on the upper wall. Women can try to find it by inserting their own fingers or those of a partner and curling them into a come-hither motion. Whether the stimulation of this region will result in a grand display of fireworks or complete and utter zippity-doo-dah is totally unique to each and every woman. Just like some women enjoy a soft touch of their breasts, others prefer contact with different erogenous zones. Speed, pressure, duration, toys, everyone responds, and in varying ways, to any and all of these variables. There's no right or wrong, assuming consent. And that's what makes the experience of sex such an individual one. One could argue that the literature is limited. Large, random control trials on the subject have not yet been conducted. But anecdotal evidence from many women certainly paints a picture of satisfaction, pleasure, and welcomed sexual discovery. That said, no one should feel inadequate if they don't experience the same. Celebrate what makes you feel great, whether it's the G-spot, an awesome vibrator, fantasy, or a certain position. There are infinite ways in which you can honor your own sexual preferences and desires, so don't be afraid to experiment so you can set off your very own pyrotechnics. Curious and looking for more information? We've got you covered. Contact us for a free phone consultation at Mays Women's Health. You can reach us at 914-328-3700.